Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for the Buckhead Business Radio Show.
And good morning, listeners. Rich Casanova here, your host for another exciting episode of Buckhead Business Radio. Put this little pressure on our guests because I did say exciting, so y'all got to deliver, okay? Step it up. But seriously, we're just enjoying a great day. It is December. Can you believe it already? But we just enjoying life here in Buckhead with an amazing view from our Peachtree Buckhead studios. We can see pretty much everything that needs to be seen in Buckhead out our window. And I don't know why I always say that. We're not on TV, but like our listeners can see. But so I'm very excited to introduce our guests and kind of just welcome them to the studio. We have a first-time guest joining us here in the studio and is going to tell us their story, what's going on in business, and all the good news. So Sean Stanberry, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me. I'm happy to be here.
Absolutely. So how are you doing today?
Everything's good. The weather's nice.
Right?
I'm feeling good.
Yeah, the Falcons won.
God.
Right, exactly, right? And how was your turkey day?
Oh, lovely.
Nice.
I had great dinner with my family and everything
nice.
Went well.
Nice. And we're going to, you're going to be our anchor man today, okay? So we're going to come back to you to close out the show. But so tell our listeners a little teaser. So what are we going to be talking about during your segment?
Sure. So I'm going to be talking about social media marketing for business and how we can use that to grow your clientele and the customers.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, that's a hot topic. Everybody likes that. She's not been talking about fax machines or...
Nah, right, we'll exactly, be that for
yeah.
you later.
Right, nice. Okay, and Ricardo, we were practicing your last name, Iberia. That's not, what's your pronunciation?
Ibarria.
I like that better, ooh. Whatever. Oh, that sounds much better, right? Okay, so Ricardo, so were you traveling or in town for Turkey Day? Or?
So for Turkey Day, I was actually visiting my stepsister out in San Francisco. We had some family go out there. I'd never been out there
really?
For an extended period of time. It was really nice.
Yeah, so. Yeah. I have some relatives out that way as well, lived in California as well. So cold, hot, what was the, it's always kind of breezy and cold out there,
yeah.
Right?
You know, it was supposed to rain. It didn't. It was like 60, 65
oh, wow.
the whole time. It was really nice.
Loving it. But originally from?
I'm originally from Central Florida.
Okay. South Florida here. Let's hear it for South Florida. Yeah. Yeah, the Dolphins won last night too. Yeah. We're on a roll. Sorry, it's not even a sports show. Yeah, Richard, like, am I at the right show? We're talking business here. Yeah. So sorry, Richard. So, Ricardo. So what are we going to be talking about during your segment this morning?
Sure. So our company is Hygieia Health, and we've developed a kiosk to help a nurse take your vitals when you go to see the doctor.
Oh, wow.
The website is www.hygieia.us, and I guess we're going to be talking a little bit more about that.
Absolutely. We get some great questions for you, and we've been following you. All of our listeners are guests this morning on Twitter as well, so check that little bit of information there. And the lovely, vivacious voice and laugh you've been hearing in the background is our first guest up, Maria Lee Driver, joining us in the studio. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I am outstanding. Thank you.
Yeah. So how was your Groundhog Day? I just wanted to mix it up, right? Because everybody's talking Thanksgiving in town, out of town, traveling.
Actually, I am... And they call me Imported Peach because I moved here from Philadelphia.
Okay.
And this is my first Thanksgiving here in Georgia.
Oh, welcome,
so
yeah.
It was great.
Welcome to Hot Atlanta. Right? So you've done a little radio up there as well, right?
Yes, and television.
Okay, nice, yeah. Well, I'm sticking with radio from what I've been told or whatever. That's no comment from the peanut gallery here, yeah. Okay, so Maria, welcome to the show. And tell us a little bit about your... background, a little bit of your backstory before we get into business. So we actually, you know, first mentioned you're from Philly. So what were you doing up in those parts?
Well, I want to thank you very much for having me.
Absolutely. You're welcome.
That's number one. Yeah. And there in Philadelphia, my background is cosmetology. And when I moved to Philadelphia, I opened a kid's salon.
Okay.
Started playing around with some stuff, made a product. Product got into Whole Foods, and the rest is history.
Wow, nice. But before you got into this venture, you know, what type of ventures had you done in the past? Always had a business inclination
always,
or different careers?
Always.
Did you have career positions?
No, my first business was at 19 years old, I opened my first salon.
Oh,
and then
wow.
I opened salons.
Man,
and then
you
I
waste
had my
no
own
time.
School, and then I just, you know, and then I branched off, and now I'm in the product business. So.
Okay. Well, speaking of products, tell us a little bit about this. So how did what's your current, you know, product?
It's called Aureus O'Shea.
Aria's O'Shea.
Uh-huh. And I created it in Philadelphia in the kitchen.
Yeah, that's what I see, a birth in the kitchen. Most great businesses start in the basement or the garage or whatever, right? But you jump fast forward right to the kitchen.
I went to the kitchen. I mean, I was cooking bacon pound cakes and cheesecakes.
Oh,
and
man.
I said, well, you know what? I think I can make a product. Yeah. And that's what happened, literally. I didn't set out to... I never thought that product would have me here today. It's just amazing.
So Aria's O'Shea, that's not a typical, you know, phrase. What's the meaning behind that? Or
well, Aria's O'Shea is basically, like I said, I'm not from Philadelphia. My home is Virginia.
Oh, okay. What part of Virginia?
I'm from a little town called Gloucester. So I just put Gloucester on the map.
Yeah. Nice. Shout out. Do they still say shout out to Gloucester? I don't know. I feel always like I'm missing out on something. But
it's right beside Yorktown, Williamsburg, Newport News. When I sit there, everybody says, "Oh, I know it
Newport,
is." It's Middle Peninsula.
High school in Virginia Beach, whatever.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Well, I was an hour and a half from Virginia Beach, but
okay. I thought I recognized you, whatever. I was on a road trip. So meanwhile, back to the meaning behind this.
Aria's O'Shea is Aria's is from my nickname at home. They call me Rhea.
Okay.
So what I did was, you know, at that whole Oprah thing, right, the O-O-O-O back in the 80s, I put an O in front of it, and I created a salon in my salon called Aria's Kid Salon, which I dedicated to my kids because
cool
I
idea.
Have four children.
Right, okay.
So that was like, that's Aria's Kid Salon is named after my children. So Aria's is actually my name.
Right.
And O'Shea is just, we just jazzed up Shea.
Okay.
And just put an O in front of it and spell it S-H-A-Y instead of S-H-E-A.
Yeah, yeah. And so the kid salon, was that where folks could come in and, you know, you provide services for them and for their kids? Or was just kids exclusive?
Well, we started out with kids, but then the moms was like, you know what, can we do a little...
And while I'm waiting, you know, that's kind of cool. They could both have done it at the same time,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly. Yeah. And we designated dates and times or certain time during the week for that because we try to really focus on the children. So in the salon, I made shampoos, I made conditioners, I made the lip gloss. The lip gloss thing was popping then.
Yeah. For this. I'll take your word on that. Whatever.
So that's how all this started. And the Aria's O'Shea came about when I love the fact that the children had such beautiful natural hair and I wanted a natural product.
Right.
And when I moved to Philadelphia, everybody was talking about natural. And I was like, well, I'm from Virginia. Everything's natural. We walk out to our garden, we pick out our tomatoes, what are you talking about? I said, oh no, it's shea butter. What is shea butter? I didn't know what shea butter was.
Right, yeah.
I mean, I came up in my latter years. Yeah. And I started researching and I decided to just experiment.
Right.
And that's how the product became about. So it's a shea butter base. It's not oily, it's not sticky. It's all natural with
nice.
I have olive oil, coconut oil, avocado, honey, green tea,
wow.
aloe vera.
Can you eat this? Whatever tastes good, all of a sudden I'm getting hungry.
But I took everything that you could put on the inside,
right.
You can put it on the outside.
Yeah.
And with that, it just took off to a whole new level.
I just said, when you're talking about Virginia, it's probably true in other parts of the country, but there was something growing up where, we lived right at the beach and, but there were sand dunes, whatever, but we cook barbecue in the backyard and we'd have tomato plants, right there. We'd pull a tomato, slice it and put
it right
on the burger, right on the grill.
That's
what you do. Yeah. So, but back to you. So this product, so this is for women, primarily. Or exclusively, or
if you have skin, you're in.
Oh, nice! There you go. That's
children,
your slogan. If you have skin,
women,
you're in.
Men, it is. That's it. Skin, you're in. It's head to toe.
The
product I have in my hair, down to the tip of my toes, which is just I had no clue that I had created something. I thought I was creating a product for the kids' hair.
Right.
And the Philadelphians, I got to give a shout out to them. They took the product home and started putting it on their body.
Right.
And the joke is always like, oh, wait a minute, wait. I don't have insurance for that. Not thinking,
right.
Like, I'm a cosmetologist. Why I'm not thinking, you know, it's going on your scalp. It's going on your
skin. Yeah.
And they would come into the salon and say, oh, Maria, look at my heels. The calluses are gone. And I was like, I didn't tell you to put that on your skin.
Exactly, yeah.
So come to find out, the combination that I put together, mm-hmm. it actually speeds up the healing process.
Wow.
So, and it's all natural. So now I have doctors. I have four doctors that endorse it for eczema, lupus, diabetic, psoriasis, and cancer patients. So I sell the product straight across the board, all over, worldwide.
I'm trying to wrap my head around this. You mentioned diabetes. And
yes.
So, and I was looking at the notes that there are doctors that have been involved on promoting or endorsing the product. But
yes.
From the layman's standpoint, I mean, is there a... is it somewhat unknown why it does it, or is there, you know, research behind it, or it just works?
Well,
you know, right? Put it on your skin. What'd you say?
It's amazing. It's QVC tested because
okay.
my product got picked up for ShopNBC, so we're waiting
wow.
on our turn there. But the thing is, they said it's just a combination. I can't explain it.
Yeah,
I
yeah.
just, you know, I'm a faith believer. I'm a God believer,
right,
so
yeah.
that's how I believe. But when people use it, it's just fascinating, the stories. I have so many testimonies. We would probably fill up, we will use a lot of our data to fill up all the testimonies
right.
that come from all over the world.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's just amazing how it just go on the skin and people see results instantly.
Wow.
So, especially with clients my customers that use it for eczema.
Yeah.
I have before and after pictures on my website.
Wow.
It is unbelievable. Unbelievable. Psoriasis customers. I have a young lady that's out in Ohio. She flew in to actually doing an infomercial.
Yeah.
And her story is just, it's mind blowing.
Yeah.
She just used it for a week and it just cleared up. And her body is like 50% covered. And she's been going to her dermatologist out in Ohio for years. And she walked in after meeting me. And he says, what are you doing? What's different?
Right.
And she says, I met this lady in Georgia, and she let me try her product. And I couldn't believe it. After a day, I just saw the spot that she just put the product on. I got some more, and I started putting it, and it cleared up. But these are the testimonies I've been hearing for the last 5 years. So it
wow.
wasn't, you know, but.
So this has been 5 years in development.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, yes.
And now I'm getting a little bit thin up on top, or will it regrow hair or whatever?
I don't
now you
know.
Got
I
me.
Hear,
you got sold if you can make that happen or whatever. Yeah.
I hear all kinds of stories. And it's funny because after I created a product, I did the whole, you know, you got to do your little run because I don't know. I had no clue what I had created. Honestly, gracious, I didn't. And I took it down to the flea markets in North Carolina and Virginia. And then I took it back to Philly, and that's how I got into Whole Foods. And it was just something that just spread. And then it's people use it for different things. Mosquito bites. I have people use it. They got some symptoms I have no clue, skin issues, and it works for them. I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
And these are for testimonies from people. This is not me saying
right,
or
exactly,
making any
yeah.
claims because I
yeah.
don't.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's the beauty of it, no pun intended, is that
yes.
it can, if it works, then there are people going to reorder and use
yes.
it for whatever you know works for them, right?
Yes.
Yeah, you mentioned Whole Foods. So tell me, how did that's kind of the holy grail for organic
yes.
and that type of product. So tell me the backstory of that. How did you just
it
knocking on the
just,
door? Or how many locations? Or
I'm up north.
Right, right.
And the Whole Foods
sure.
store's up there. And we're working to bring it down
sure.
here. And we got a couple major other chains that's looking at the product as well, which I'm really excited.
But, I mean, how's that going? You just go into the store and
I did.
Talk to the manager, put this on your hand or whatever? Or
I
you
did.
Call, yeah.
And I tell people that. And they say, no, tell me what happened.
Right, yeah.
Well, what I made an appointment to go in, I think it was the beginning of September. And it was so crazy because the day before I was supposed to went into Whole Foods, 6 o'clock that evening, a lady opens up her door. As I'm driving through Philly, and she ticks off the whole side of, I had a van,
right.
took this whole side of the van off, and it was horrible.
Yeah.
I had to go to the hospital. The whole
wow.
night. And of course, you know, the first thing they do for pain is Vicodin. Well, I refused to take.
Or Reyes O'Shea. Makes the pain go away.
I like that.
Reyes O'Shea makes the pain go away.
I love it.
Yeah, I can make that claim. Maybe you can't, but yeah.
Okay.
Sorry, back to your story. Yeah. So you're in the hospital.
So I come out and I'm in pain. And they're like, you need to take this. And I'm like, you know what? I don't drink, smoke, or do drugs. I know if I take this, there's no way in the world I'm going to be coherent for these people to tell me if I can get in the store now. I'm going to fight this pain. And I did.
Wow.
And the appointment's at 2 o'clock. I'll never forget it. And this young man named Michael Bello. He, at that time, he was, I think he was ATL, which is assistant team leader, and Wynwood store in Pennsylvania. And I went into the store and limping, and I had a young man with me that I said, look, I need some support in case if I fall down, because I'm in pain.
Right, wow.
And I showed him the jar, which was a round mouth jar. It was round. It doesn't look anything like I have now. And he said, are you local? And I said, yes, because I was, you know, living in Philadelphia. He said, we'll give you a try. And that right there, that went from one store to two stores to five stores to 10 stores, and it just kept growing.
Maria's O'Shea.
Whoop, I was at your website. The video all of a sudden came up, yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
So, and that's how it started, and it has opened so many doors. I mean, it's just amazing. It's just that little thing. You know how everybody says that little thing? And it's just that little thing, just something I just made in the kitchen. I mean, actually, big pots, stirring it the whole nine, and I just couldn't believe that it has taken me so. I've been everywhere with this product, wow. All over.
Do you bring any product in the studio here? Any
of
samples?
Of course, or, they have it, yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah. I didn't get mine or whatever. Yeah, I guess it was just for the green room celebrities or whatever. Yeah, because I don't know how this is going to work on radio, but yeah.
they tried it. Look, they tried it.
Yeah, they look like 10 years younger, yeah. yes, Sean looks like a teenager now, whatever. Yeah, he was 40 when he walked in or whatever. Yeah, he's like 25 now, yeah. So while you're getting that sample here, I'm looking at your website, and we want to make sure we hit on some other points. Yeah, so the cracked heels,
yes.
Okay, rehydrates,
mm-hmm.
And for hair care, that's interesting. So
yes.
Like you said, from head to toe, right?
Because remember I told you, the product was created for the kids' hair.
Right.
And the parents was like, oh my God, they saw the growth of the kids' hair, they saw the scalp clear up. They was amazed, because my thing was, I love Shirley Temple curls, and the kids loved them. They loved those little curly curls. So when I created the product, it just did, oh man, it would make those curls bounce, and it lasts such a long time. So I said, okay, well, I created a product for all natural hair. This is wonderful. This is great. And like I said, they took it to a whole nother level. And then people love the fact that it's not oily or sticky.
Right.
And it penetrates. And that's what the doctor said. The reason the product does so well is because it actually penetrates in the skin.
Yeah,
and
it goes through. I'm just trying it for the first time on the air here, and everything you're saying is right on target. And I'm,
thank you.
Now, Maria, I'm just going to put it on one hand,
okay.
And then before and after.
There you go.
And now when I start shaking people's hands today, they're like, wow, your hand's really smooth. Whatever. Yeah. So we'll find out. I'll report back to you on that. But seriously, let's hit a couple other points. We have some other guests in the studio here, but before we... So I want to mention a couple other things. So Whole Foods, hopefully that'll happen here in Atlanta. And then
yes.
Maybe see you on Shark Tank soon, right?
Yes.
Just give me a little wink of the eye
yes.
There. I see a candidate. Yeah, we all knew her when. So so talk to us about scented and unscented. And we want to hear about your future plans. Yeah.
Okay. Well,
scented,
you know.
Is it scented or unscented? Or are there options or what's that?
Yes, it's scented and unscented. The scented has the mango, the tea tree. It has any, it's amazing, the smell.
Yeah.
People love it, so refreshing.
Yeah.
So you have people that have allergies.
Mm-hmm.
So I met this young lady, and God bless her soul, she's passed now. But her mom, which is who I made the product for, couldn't use anything. And she was a Mary Kay consultant. And I'm a former Mary Kay director.
Wow.
And we started talking, and I was and telling her about my product. And she says, you know what? If you had something that was unscented, my mom, you would have the best customer in the world. She would love you to death. And I said, I don't know how to make none. I just made this.
Right,
like,
exactly.
I mean, will you say happenstance? This is really happenstance.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It really happened that way. So I said, okay. So I went back to the lab.
Yeah, back to the kitchen.
to the kitchen. And I formulated the unscented. And I took it to Whole Foods, and I'll never forget, someone came up from the vegan community. Yeah. And it was like, I said, well, this is considered vegan because I don't have any scents, and you know, it's all natural. And I had honey in it. And they said, oh, but you're killing the bees. I said, what? So anyway, I went back. So in the unscented, you don't have any mango because it has a smell.
Sure.
I don't have any tea tree because that has a smell. I took the coconut out. You know, like I said, I had to take the honey out, but it has a more a shea butter smell. It's still creamy. It's just a little heavier than the scented.
Yeah, just a natural smell.
Right, and that's it. So that's the difference. So when people have allergies, they buy the unscented. But it works just as the same. It's just that I love 13 ingredients versus 8.
Right.
That's all.
Yeah. And just some points I'm pulling up your website. You have a hot oil treatment kind of recipe on here, how to do that.
Yes, you see my nails?
Yep. Oh, yeah, like, you can't miss them whenever. Yeah, right? And then, so talk to us about the future. What's on the horizon and around the corner for Aurea's O'Shea?
Oh, man. We have so much going on. We get ready to plan something big with Aurea's O'Shea. We're doing mass marketing. And like I mentioned earlier, we're doing an infomercial that's we're going to go city to city with. So,
wow.
I mean, because we have so many testimonies now that's really pouring in. We're making this a movement because I do hashtag no more dry skin. I am tired of seeing dry bodies, dry ankles, dry calloused feet. Just dry. You shake my hand. It's like, oh, it's a Brillo pad. What is going on? And it's not a manly thing. I don't. What men get past that for real. I do not want to see your ashy, crusty feet.
She's speaking the truth right now. Yeah.
Oh my God. Or your husky hands talking about, well, I'm a man. Really? Be a man and get those hands.
Yeah.
Put some lotion.
You be a man,
something.
But don't be,
yes,
don't be Tarzan.
I'm
O'Shea, yeah.
Please.
You don't need to be
oh my
Tarzan.
God. So, and okay. Then, I mean, the product is just good for all over your body.
Yeah, yeah.
It really is.
Well, if you feel good, you look good.
That's right.
You are good.
Yeah. Ah, that's it.
Okay. So I feel better already or whatever. I got a little more pep in my step and I'm not even walking. I'm just sitting here. So, okay. So tell our listeners what's the best way to reach out and find out about your product and purchase it or what's the best way to get reach out to y'all?
You can go to Aurea's O'Shea, which is AuraiasOshea.com.
Okay.
And my 800 number, if you have any questions for me, it's 877-393-1818.
Okay.
And on the horizon, we also have, and I launched this before I left Philly, I have a cologne called Silence.
Silence, yeah, I see
mm-hmm.
that.
And that we get ready to do a whole a huge thing with that, with the body wash and also a cream so it can be layered. And it's unisex, but okay. I created that for men and women took that over. So
sure,
I guess
yeah,
it is.
That's
just,
how women.
Just,
no comment. I didn't say that.
Oh, wait a minute. Wait.
I did not say
wait,
that.
Wait,
yeah.
No, he didn't say okay, that.
So, but at your website, which is Aurea O'Shea, O-R-I-A-O-S-H-A.
Y.com. Mm-hmm.
And then you have all your social media links here. Look at Facebook
yes,
and Twitter.
Yes, at Facebook, Twitter. You can follow me on Twitter, Aurea's O'Shea. Facebook, Aurea's O'Shea.
Oh, I see. Now, I don't want to get you started here because I hear your passion and excitement about your website. Medical endorsements are here. But there's a we'll have you back for this No More Dry Skin Challenge.
Yes, yes. Oh, yeah. That was phenomenal. We had so many people do that.
That's our teaser for our next show. So, okay. Maria, pleasure having you here this morning. And we're going to be talking off the air here as well. But welcome to Atlanta, by the way.
Thank you.
And I hope you're enjoying our fair city. And maybe stick around. We may have some questions from the other gentlemen and guests here in the studio. But up next, we have our second guest joining us here this morning. We just spoke to briefly, Ricardo. Welcome back to the show.
Great. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. Pleasure to have you here. And so we connected on Twitter, I believe it was, and started following each other as well. And so tell us a little bit before we get into your the health initiative, and it's a kiosk and your business venture, a little bit about yourself. I mean, your backstory. You said you're a Cuban by heritage, or
so I'm half Cuban.
Okay.
I'm an industrial engineer by training, so okay. I went to Georgia Tech starting around 2006, and
okay.
I've had a fragmented career.
All right.
A lot of analytical roles, fraud, marketing, and so this was just kind of a confluence of interests. I talked to a lot of people, talked to some friends about it, and we got busy in a garage, and people seemed to like it. So we've got the prototype ready. We're about to do testing. We've got a website, and so that's the product. If I had mentioned it earlier, it's a kiosk that helps a nurse take your vitals all in one spot when you go to see the doctor or you're getting a clinical checkup. A lot of the information can be found on the website. It's portable. It's technology. A lot of we've done software to integrate some different medical devices. And so that's the product.
Yeah, I'm looking at pictures of it on the website. So how portable is this? I mean, obviously the operative word kiosk. So
yeah, so I think that's a differentiator for us. There's two main parts, and you can essentially fold it and ship it. At the bottom of that main page, it's about 125 pounds. So in two parts, I mean, it's relatively easy for a guy to move it. So there's two parts. You could just get a $20 Home Depot dolly, set one thing on it, okay, move it.
And then you connect the two parts.
Exactly.
And for those, so I guess kind of like, you know, drill it down as far as obviously being able to check vitals on the spot. But, I mean, this is not in a hospital scenario or situation then, right? Or
so,
I mean, where would be the application?
Right. So the target demographic we think is primary care. So maybe okay, like your CVS MinuteClinic, maybe your doctor's okay, office. I've had doctors that I've in different scenarios say that it's there's an interesting use case pre-ER. So you got to take the vitals before you do surgery to make sure the patient's okay.
Yeah.
I think that's pretty interesting, but the hospital market's pretty locked down by the
yeah,
big players.
Right.
So, I mean, that's
all the
that's,
equipment's in place there or whatever.
Exactly,
yeah.
Exactly.
So before we get into the discussion, because I'm looking at the website, and we'll reference this at the close of your segment as well, but tell our listeners again the actual website. So maybe if they're listening, they can check it out as well.
Sure. So the website is www.hygeia.us. The company is Hygeia Health. That's
Hygeia Health.
Or Georgia LLC.
Okay.
And a lot of the information on the product is there. We don't have a product video yet. We had one for business partners, which we can shoot if mm-hmm, you're interested in seeing how it works. But we want to make that video as good as we can make
sure,
it.
Yeah.
So it's going to take a little more time.
First impressions, all good stuff. So is this a beta test, or is this a mock-up model, or do you have
so actually the
sales?
Yeah, so that picture
yeah,
is actually a pre-production unit. So okay, it's made out of aluminum, steel, and, you know, the bends are programmed. I mean, if somebody wanted to pay for one, they could get it. The interesting thing about the product is really in the business model, I think. It's that you don't have to buy the kiosk. You just pay us on a monthly basis, and we can service it remotely, you know, give you support for it, log into that kiosk, make sure that everything's working the way that we intended it to. But yeah, it's beyond, a little beyond the stage of a prototype. I mean, yeah, there are still things we need to work out, but we
sure
can test the product.
So it's beyond prototype and beyond alpha, so it's in beta?
Yeah, I mean, that's the software term that you're using. Yeah. I mean, maybe we should say sign up for testing.
Okay.
But I mean, we've got two of them. Okay. There's a health management organization in Florida that might be interested in testing it. We have another doctor's office here that could potentially test it. But the testing is really important because a lot of the value will come from, you know, saving time, saving the nurse's time. In the largest study of nurse time ever conducted, I think it was done about 10 years ago in Boston, they would literally just ping nurses on pagers, and they would ask them, what are you doing right now?
Right.
And they found that 35% of the time, they're just documenting things.
Right.
And so, and a lot of that time is just spent in front of a computer. And so it depends on the nurse scenario, and the testing is gonna give us a lot more insight because we've done some surveys and talked to nurses. But anywhere from 10 to 20% of that nurse's time is just spent just logging your vital information into a computer. And if we've already captured that and,
right,
we know who you are, that time is gone. That nurse could be doing anything, really. She can be doing billing. She could be talking to you.
And when you speak about vital signs, so we're talking temperature, heart rate, obviously their weight, blood pressure. What else are?
Yep. Also respiratory rate. So
okay,
we have a partnership to essentially help take how fast you're breathing. We have a provisional patent for a height sensor, but that's going to take more time to develop and incorporate into the product.
A height sensor, isn't that just like measuring your height, or what do you
mean? It's literally just we're using.
Is it a ruler and a yardstick from Home Depot? Or
yeah, but so the interesting part about and so that's actually correct. Right now, what they would use is a stick, a statiometer. They just take your height like they normally would at a doctor. But the innovation is in that you can take it digitally, so you don't ever have to. A nurse never has to go, oh, you're 6'2" or 6'3". It just goes right into the computer.
I'm not sure if I'm connecting those dots, whatever, right? Because it's like you're 6'2", you need a. What's the patent involved in?
Sure. So we're using a multi-static set of ultrasonic transceivers is the technical.
Now I get it. Yeah.
Yeah. Now you understand. But it's just basically a wand that you'll put on top of your head.
Okay.
That a nurse will put on top of your head, and it'll tell you how tall you are. That's
okay,
all it
cool.
is.
Nice. I'm glad you dumbed that down for me or whatever. Yeah. I'm sure our listeners are like, Rich, go ahead. We got it. Move on. Yeah. So I'm looking at pictures of this. And so this is now you mentioned earlier that they could be serviced remotely. I have a two-part question here, serviced remotely, but also where they can just rent it or pay a monthly fee. Can they outright purchase it as well? Or, I mean, what's your business model, I guess?
So I think the long-term idea for the business model is to lease, you know, rent. Yeah. Initially up front, we may just for cash flow purposes do outright purchasing. Yeah. In regards to the support issue, I mean, it's just like a computer that you would have at home because there's a computer inside the kiosk.
Right, right.
We can log in. We can see what's going on with it. We can troubleshoot issues remotely, you know, with someone over the phone. And so I think that's a interesting feature about the kiosk. Things will break down and we'll have to service the product, but most of the issues can be resolved probably with just a phone call.
Okay. And the second part of the question, when you mentioned a couple of times about being able to remotely access, what about people might be concerned security issues with all that data? I mean, how do you address that?
So, I mean, I have a background in healthcare. The product is going to be HIPAA compliant and very... Okay. From an IT security standpoint, secure.
Okay.
We're going to use token authentication. The drive is going to be fully encrypted, lockbox on it. Only the office manager can access the inside of it. I mean, and we're talking about your vitals.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, not many. It's not like your health. If your health insurance information is stolen, a lot can be done with that. But,
right, yeah.
I mean, this is just your vital, and we're taking it very seriously.
Okay.
So.
And you mentioned in your notes here, talk to us about the impact or Obamacare and primary care.
Sure.
What are some implications there?
So the implication, I mean, that you don't have to be in healthcare to understand it. It's just there are more people that didn't have insurance coming into the health system.
Yeah.
And in primary care specifically, they're already really constrained. So nurses, you know, more so than doctors.
Right.
And so... anything that can help them alleviate some of their workload helps them, potentially help them see more patients, potentially help them provide a higher quality of care, will do well in the marketplace. At least that's what people are thinking.
Okay. And so I know you're kind of pre-revenue, but any ballpark on, you know, what cost people might expect in terms of pricing or?
Sure. I mean, it would be on the order of a couple hundred dollars a month. We haven't knocked all that down yet because we haven't, there are certain aspects of it that are slightly moving, but we can definitely say it'll be on the order of a couple hundred dollars a month. You know, $300 to $500, we're not exactly sure on the actual price yet.
Okay. And would you consider yourself more of a device company or IT or what space do you?
Health IT.
Okay.
Even though we're working with medical devices, we're not really a medical device company. Right. We're just aggregating them. In addition to that, I mean, we do, you know, we make the interface that goes on the kiosk. So we've taken the development of the product really seriously. So if something goes wrong, it's not a huge issue for us to change something.
Yeah, that's the advantage of leasing so that, you know, you got that covered as part of the program. And talk to us about savings. I mean, what's the upside, I guess, to potential customers?
Right. So the time study is going to shed a lot of light on that.
Okay.
But we think that the return on investment on a monthly basis will be anywhere from 5 to 15 times,
wow,
you know, that monthly fee. So, and you know, it depends on the nature of the practice.
Yeah.
You know, maybe if it's urgent care and you're seeing a lot of patients, you know, but the testing is going to determine that. And the testing might also, you know, give us a lot more insight onto how we should price it. I mean, I've had people tell us that we're pricing it too low. So,
right.
You know, we want to help people. If we're pricing it too low, we can always raise the price. I don't. So.
Yeah. Yeah. And then finally, a couple of other thoughts are, you know, so for who would be your partners or, you know, introductions?
Sure.
Yeah.
So we really want people to test it. So if you have a clinic, one of the interesting things about it is that you can deliver healthcare in you know, alternative settings. So maybe at an employer, they have an on-site health clinic. They pay for 50% of healthcare. If there's a small practices that are looking for solutions like this, please go to our website and reach out to us. You know, we'd be happy to talk to really a lot of people in the medical space. I mean,
okay,
we've talked to Omron. They're a blood pressure cuff company that we have an option for using. Electronic medical record companies. So that's kind of fundamental.
Yeah.
You can't save the time unless you're actually updating the medical record.
Right.
So a lot of EMR companies are developing the capability to update, and we've had some conversations with those companies. And then also on the other side of it, patient check-in companies. So if you are checking in patients in the waiting room,
right,
we can potentially integrate with you, because we would like to not have a patient do that on our product. If we can integrate with you in some way to do that, it gives nurses more time. And patients more time, everybody wins.
Okay. And what's the rollout plan or timeline, or I mean, what stage are you at looking for investors? It's probably not a Shark Tank play or whatever. I'm a big fan of that, but it's very it's very not niche, because it's a huge, you know, industry, medical industry, but
I mean, we will seek investment, but you know, we don't want to do that until we make sure we've got something. We wouldn't need to test it in real life. So that's the most,
right,
most important thing. I mean, we've spoken to some investors, and that's a conversation that we'll have after we test
down the
it.
Road. Yeah. Cause they want to see proof of concept and some,
And maybe even some pilot sites.
Right.
Those are pretty important. I mean, we can make it and we can give it to you. You know, if something goes wrong, I'll be there in 5 minutes in my
right,
car.
Yeah. Nice. So. What about demos? I mean, so if there are some listeners out there, and I also should mention, when we talk off the air as well, but we have another studio that I think they have a couple of shows that specialize just in the medical space.
Sure.
So there might be some good introductions or possibilities there. But so at what point would someone say, well, this is intriguing, I'd like to give it a test spin or a test drive? I mean, is that an option or a
demo?
Yeah,
so we have that, what you see on the website, available to, you know, for a demo. What I would recommend, just because of timing, is you do like a Skype or a FaceTime or
okay,
something. So you can just walk through, you know, how it works with a patient and a nurse. I think that's the best thing, but we can also bring it in.
On site
if you're interested in actually piloting, I mean, I would say reach out to us, go to the website and contact us.
And for listeners that are serious, not just like, hey, I want to have my blood tested. So, or not blood tested, but blood pressure checked. Come on out and bring one over to my house or whatever. Yes.
Well, I mean, it's an interesting thing that you mentioned. If people actually want to put these in their houses and actually purchase them, we're not actually sure we're going to sell that. So,
yeah, I mean, exactly. Yeah, that's not your space.
Exactly.
But there might be another. I'm always interested in introducing and, you know, folks making business happen. We had some folks in just, I think it was last week or week before, and they had kind of an interesting play that's kind of in your sandbox, and they were talking about providing basic nursing or on site, like the old doctor doing a house call, but just for a pediatrics for children. But they would go on site, and they had some type of, it wasn't like a device like this, but it was it integrated with the physician, remotely, mm-hmm. kind of after hours, because the moms or parents at home and they got one kid that's sick and they don't want to drag the other three kids to the hospital or whatever, right? And so they came on site with a RN, and it was interesting. So I don't know.
Maybe, home care is a different space.
Right, exactly, yeah.
But, you know, that's huge. And I think the overarching theme here is convenience.
Right, yeah, there you go.
You want to be able to get a high quality care when you can get it, where or when it's convenient for you.
And get those updates in real time or whatever, and then have, I see, I put my first dollar in the bucket for as an investor, but I don't want to go too far, but yeah. So, well, pleasure having you on the show. Best of luck to you. And a reminder, listeners, one more time, best way to find out about your product?
Sure. So, one more time, the website is www.hygeia.us. Our Twitter handle is HygeiaH.
Okay. And we'll have all the information on the site as well. So, Ricardo, welcome to the show. And how long here in Atlanta now?
I've had a couple jobs and I moved around, but I've been here probably back since after college for about 3 years now.
Okay, yeah.
2 or 3 years.
Cool. All right. Thanks for being on the show. And we have our anchor man we introduced a little bit earlier, patiently hanging out in the studio waiting for his opportunity up at the microphone. And a pleasure to introduce Sean Stanbury. And you're with a company, in a different, whole different space, social media and marketing, we talked about, and it's Life Marketing is a company, right? And tell us a little bit about your background. We're going to talk about your business background, but before we get into that as co-founder, what were you doing in a former life or what, you know, prior to this venture?
Sure. So I'm originally from Stone Mountain, Georgia, okay. Born and raised, had a very young entrepreneurial spirit at an early age, and you know, I connected with one of my closest friends, Karan Smith, who also very much so had a strong independence and entrepreneurial spirit. And, you know, we got together, we played with a lot of different ideas, a lot of different businesses. And what we found to really stick was our skills in social media and our skills in business. And so we recognized very early that there was an issue with a lot of small businesses being able to market themselves via social media.
Because they know they want to play in that space or be there, but it's you know, they're running their business, and it's a little bit of a mystery or a mystique of how they get in there. So that you began that, right? And who's the co-founder you're working with?
Sure. So I have two co-founders, okay. Karan Smith and Sherman Stanbury. Karan is my closest friend. Sherman is my brother.
Okay. And those are the guys on your Twitter account, I think, right? In the picture there, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's us.
Okay. And then, so that's how you get started. So what do you feel the value that not just you provide, but social media and the applications for business? What's the, you know, the advantage of businesses adopting that, I guess?
Sure. So, you know, I think being able to communicate with your customers both ways can go a very long ways. You know, platforms like Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, these are all tools that you can use to communicate with your customers that more traditional businesses may not understand, right? So say you have two local stores and they're both very comparable in price, very comparable in product, very comparable in location. And all things being equal, one store decides that they want to use social media to grow their business. And so they start telling their customers to like them on Facebook and to follow them on Instagram and Twitter. And so they start building up an online presence doing that. And so they decide they want to take it a step further, and they start to use creative content to engage that audience. And they decide they want to use interactions to ask the customers, you know, how are they doing? And, you know, how are you liking our products and services? And before you know it, they begin to build an online relationship with that customer.
Right.
And so that advantage of building online relationships, you're going to beat the other store every single time. You're not only going to win, you're going to literally crush your competitors because they won't be online. They won't be having the same type of conversations as you will with your clients and your customers. So I think, you know, a lot of business owners start, pay more attention to social media. They can clearly spot a competitive advantage.
Yeah, especially once they see results, because I know I was not say a late adopter, but for this is our newest studio in the network. And prior to this venture, I don't know, I just kind of felt like social media, what's it all about? And, you know, everybody's doing it. But as a business person, I always kind of focus on, not say the bottom line, but can you generate results from that, right? Because you can be making all kinds of noise but does it affect the bottom line, right?
Right.
And but we saw early on, and especially in a media outlet, but I guess it applies to a lot of businesses, is that it really does. It's a great, I think, an intro to start building, making those connections and building relationships. But so how can in your range of services, is it for individuals, business owners? I mean, who's your clientele, I guess?
Yeah, sure. So, you know, our clientele usually is business owners. We actually just launched a new program, however, that allows us to teach individuals how to use social media for, you know, their own purposes, whether okay. that's sales, whether that's a product or a service that they want to get started with. You know, it's an online course that teaches you everything you need to know from social media,
really?
From a business perspective. Of how to use Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, Google+, all these platforms are different and have unique skill sets, and so we teach them how to use them.
Yeah, I think that's a big question, too. There's so many, I was at a seminar, and they had it was a large room, massive big screen on the wall, and they put up all these logos of the social media. It covered the entire, a movie screen at a theater, right? And each logo is really small, so, I mean, it's overwhelming, I guess. It's probably the biggest thing that you get people having conversations with you, right? They feel just overwhelmed. Where do I start? How many of these do I need to integrate in my business? I mean, how do you walk them through that?
It's really about your product, your service, your business. Every platform is different and unique to a particular area. So if you are targeting women and you want to, you know, maybe sell clothing items or something for the household, then Pinterest will be a good platform for you because by statistics, a lot of women spend a lot of time on Pinterest and they pin their interests. They actually do shopping there. And so it's a good platform to be there if you're a clothing boutique or maybe in cosmetology, right? And so, you know, that would be a good platform to be on. So you really need to look at the demographics of Twitter, Facebook. You know, Instagram right now has a very young demographic.
Okay.
Facebook, by stats, are moving toward an older demographic.
Right.
And so if you pay attention to who you're selling to and what your products and services can provide for other people, then that'll point you in the area of what social media platforms you need to be on. And I think that's a great place to start.
Okay. Is it fair to say you should be probably on more than less of them, but then put an emphasis on specific ones, right?
Yeah. So
if people are on, you know, Facebook, even if that's not your audience, at least you can be found there. You have a presence on Twitter, right?
Right.
But then there's a balance of correct me if I'm wrong, but if you have that account and it's kind of dormant or not that active, that can work against you? Or
I think it's really about the resources that you have.
Yeah.
If you are a small local shop, maybe you want to start with two or three platforms that you can really hone in on and really spend the time and really be active to provide value to people who are following you, who are liking you, who are interested in the things that you're posting on social media. So I would start with a very limited amount if you have limited resources.
Right.
Now, if you have the capabilities to hire a team or perhaps hire in-house for somebody to take on that a larger workload, then I would definitely recommend doing that because that expands your digital presence, your social media presence. And so I definitely am against having a platform leaving it there just abandoned. You know, you have to be active. If people see that you're not active, they're going to discredit your business overall.
It's like showing up at a business and there's no employees there or whatever.
Right.
You know? We're open for business. We're just not that serious about it. Yeah. So you know, you have a button on there. What's that? The alumni.
I'm an alumni of Georgia State University.
Okay, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So
and the 100 club, or what's that?
This was the badge for the 100th anniversary. So I graduated the year.
Well, congratulations.
That they had there. Yep. Mm-hmm.
On that. Now, talk to us about, we talked about specific segment, you know, business segments and their application for social media. But where do y'all services come in? What do y'all offer? Yeah. You know, you mentioned the training, online training, but beyond that.
Yeah, so the main primary service that we offer is our social media management service.
Okay.
Where we actually manage the social media on behalf of the business
owners.
Now
we're talking, yeah.
Yeah, right. So the people that don't have the time or maybe not the knowledge of how to use social media, our company comes in, we take over the Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. We help them develop a strategy. We help them reach their targeted audience. And most importantly, we help them generate more leads and sales for their business in a way that, you know, they may have not been able to do before.
And is that measurable?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, we can measure it by a lot of different things. You know, it could be looking at the coupon codes. It could be how many people are filling out a particular lead form. It's a lot of different ways to measure it. So it's not just surface stuff where you see the followers are going up and the impressions are going up, but it's really how many people are signing up for this list and how many people are actually using this coupon code, making sales. And so those are the two primary ways we track social media.
I don't know if this is a fair question or not, but in terms of pricing, I mean, is it probably the answer is going to be it depends, right? But but is there like a ballpark or a range, or is it like, you know, they can buy this package of services? Or, I mean, how do you all structure in terms of business model, the revenue? Or
yeah, so, you know, right now we work with actually over 100 businesses in Atlanta metro area. And we try to be affordable for a lot of small businesses who are just starting out or are still kind of testing out social media. And so right now our prices are in the ballpark of either anywhere between $400 and $850 per month.
Okay.
So we believe that's very affordable for most small businesses.
And what's the typical range of services that might be included with that?
Yeah, so what you're going to get, you're going to get daily management. So people are going to be continually posting across your social media platforms. Your followers are going to continually grow. You're going to see interactions amongst your clientele. So, you know, the questions I mentioned earlier, like how are you doing today and how are you liking our products and services, and really providing value via social media and keeping that online relationship going. You know, you have biweekly strategy calls with us. You have a social media manager who's dedicated to you full time. So there's a lot of different things that you get when you sign up with us.
So you have like one agent assigned just for your account, for your business? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's good, because otherwise sometimes it's frustrating. You call a big company and you have to keep retelling your story to a new person all the time, you know, bring them up to speed, you know.
Yeah, we try our best to eliminate that.
You hate when you call that 800 number, you know, and then they don't just had the conversation yesterday and they have no notes, you know. You spent 45 minutes on the phone, you got to start all over again. Yeah. A little off target topic there, but so finally, I mean, what's your biggest challenge, I guess, in acquiring customers, and how do you go about acquiring those?
Yeah, so, you know, I think the biggest challenge we face is really just educating people on how social media can help. I think there's still a lot of people that do not believe that social media can generate sales and really generate leads. So our first effort is to educate and tell people, if you do this, this, and this, then you can expect X result.
Right.
And so education is a big part of it. Other than that, we really focus in on SEO for ourselves. You know, if you Google right now, Atlanta Social Media Company, we're like within the first three search results.
Nice.
And so we also use Twitter. We have a big following on Twitter.
Yeah.
We have over 18,000 followers. And so we use Twitter ourselves. We're using social media ourselves.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you better. Yeah, that is that is interesting, because, yeah, I'm looking at your Twitter account now, and then and we're following, say, 18,001 apparently now. But no, we've been following for a little while. But the thing is, that to me is a kind of a red flag, because I've on LinkedIn is typically where I see it, and their description is, we're social media geniuses and we've written the book on it and we've traveled all around coaching, and you go to their accounts and there's like three people on there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and that's more the rule than the exception. I mean, it's just like, are you kidding me? You know, it's like, but okay, so maybe our guests may have some other questions. We may open it up here in just a moment, but so if you had some tips, two-part question, and then maybe open it up here. But on, you mentioned like a seminar or an online webinar or coaching or a course. Is there a cost for that, or is that kind of introductory, or how does that?
Yeah, so right now it's an introductory price of $99 for the whole year. It's a one-time fee. And so
for the whole year, what do they get for the year?
Yeah, so you're going to get online access to the courses whenever you want to go you'll access it. We also update it continuously. So if anything new happens with Twitter and Facebook, we go in and we update what's going on. And so it's just a resource that a lot of small businesses and individuals can use if they want to educate themselves on how to use social media for business.
And you mentioned like a book of business, about 100 clients now. Do you tend to kind of, I'm sure they're cost different, you know, different business sectors, but is there one that kind of is your go-to, or if you had to break down percentage-wise, what type of industries or is in your wheelhouse, I guess?
Right. So we have a strong niche in student housing.
Okay.
So there's a lot of private off-campus housing
for big now.
Georgia State, Georgia Tech. And so they're actually developing some right downtown at this very moment.
Yeah, I'm thinking about moving in, whatever.
Yeah, I'm sure you fit right in.
Yeah, I'm a student of life, whatever. Does that count?
But, yeah, we've seen a lot of value. You know, one thing I failed to mention was our team is full of young people. We're all out of Georgia State University.
Nice.
Some actually still go to Georgia State.
Yeah.
And so we have a strong connection with the student demographic. And we've been able to work with a lot of student housing properties from Austin, Texas, to, you know, Atlanta, Georgia, to Raleigh, North Carolina. It's just so many places that we've been able to touch in that market. And it's because we've been able to sign leases really quickly using social media tactics.
Wow. I mean, that, in that space, I think that's what you want. You want that young entrepreneur, whatever, right? That kind of, you know, as opposed to, you know, retired or something like that, or, you know, somebody that doesn't even have a Twitter account. Okay, so what else might we need to know about your products and services? Or is there anything we left off the table there?
I think we pretty much covered, you know, some tips I could leave for you guys would be focus in on a good, strong, captivating website that is optimized for conversions. Before you even start with a social media presence, you have to have a good website. You know, that's the focal point of your online presence.
That's true, yeah. Because that's where the traffic's being directed, right? The conversation is on social, the platform.
Absolutely.
And then, yeah.
Absolutely. So have a good website. Also have a good strategy. One of the mistakes I see a lot of individuals and businesses make is they go in just signing up on Twitter or signing up on Facebook and not really having a strategy or meaning to be there and just post random content. So always go in with a strategy. And the biggest tip I can leave for you guys is use twitter.com/search. If you put in your product, your service, or even your brand name, you'll see what people are talking about your business. And, you know, if you engage and interact with those type of people, you can easily see a direct correlation between social media and sales.
Huh. That's a new one. I never heard about that. You know, I'm still figuring out the hashtag thing, whatever. I finally figured that out. But, okay, so I don't know if we're kind of almost out of time here, but maybe if our guests have any closing comments or questions amongst ourselves here. Well, before we actually, did we mention, let me make sure we put a plug in for your business. So how would folks find out about your services?
Sure. So you can go to www.lyfemarketing.com and be sure to follow us on Twitter, which is lyfemarketing. And Instagram, LYFE Marketing. And hit us up, follow us, we'll follow you back.
Cool. Yeah, we have all of those links on our website here as well. So, well, it's been a great show, right? Yes or yes?
Yes.
Yeah, very good.
And thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks for being
here. So, everybody's got their holiday shopping done. I was thinking about Black Friday, and that was probably big on social media, right?
Oh, absolutely. There's so many people talking about, especially Cyber Monday, even more so than Black
Friday. Yeah, yeah.
You know, a lot of people were looking for the deals. A lot of people were sharing links and, you know, showing other people where the deals were. And so I saw a lot of activity going for Cyber Monday. Excited to see the stats on that one.
Yeah, yeah. And Maria's just passing around for our guest in the studio here. Was this a new Silence pre-launch? We're getting a little... we should do aroma radio.
Yeah. That smells good.
Nice and clean.
It
and
is,
fresh.
Yeah. I like that. Yeah,
thank
it's my new
you.
Favorite scent. all right, well, ladies and gentlemen, it's been a pleasure having you here in the studio, and for our listeners, I hope you enjoyed the show. This will be rebroadcast and available, obviously, on the site for Buckhead Business Radio X. Rich Casanova signing off for a very exciting and informative, educational. I learned a lot, I hope you all did, on another episode of Buckhead Business Radio X. We'll see you next time.